Hello, Sydney Sloth here. Relax, take a deep breath, and turn on your imagination, because it's time for a bedtime story.
Jesus then began to teach his disciples. He taught them that the Son of Man must suffer many things. He taught them that the elders would not accept him. The chief priests and the teachers of the law would not accept him either. He must be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He spoke clearly about this. Peter took Jesus to one side and began to scold him. Jesus turned and looked at his disciples. He scolded Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You are not thinking about the things God cares about. Instead, you are thinking only about the things humans care about." Jesus called the crowd to him along with his disciples. He said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must say no to themselves. They must pick up their cross and follow me. Whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me and for the good news will save it. What good is it if someone gains the whole world but loses their soul? Or what can anyone trade for their soul? Suppose anyone is ashamed of me and my words among these adulterous and sinful people. Then the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels."
Jesus is beginning to let the disciples know about the horrible things that would happen to him. How he would die on a cross. Can I imagine what it felt like to hear that? How do I feel thinking about losing my friend? Jesus tells Peter that he has his mind on the things humans care about, not what God cares about. What human things tug on me? What things that God cares about have pulled me closer to God? As I hear the story again, I imagine Jesus carrying a cross.
Jesus then began to teach his disciples. He taught them that the Son of Man must suffer many things. He taught them that the elders would not accept him. The chief priests and the teachers of the law would not accept him either. He must be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He spoke clearly about this. Peter took Jesus to one side and began to scold him. Jesus turned and looked at his disciples. He scolded Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. You are not thinking about the things God cares about. Instead, you are thinking only about the things humans care about. Jesus called the crowd to him along with his disciples. He said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must say no to themselves. They must pick up their cross and follow me. Whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me and for the good news will save it. What good is it if someone gains the whole world but loses their soul? Or what can anyone trade for their soul? Suppose anyone is ashamed of me and my words among these adulterous and sinful people. Then the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels."
I imagine Jesus carrying his cross. Can I reach out and touch it? Is it heavy? Can I imagine picking up my own cross and following him? I wonder what my cross might really be. As I take a deep breath and come back from my imagination, what would I like to say to Jesus about his cross and mine? Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Thank you.